Yeah, no, things are good out here. You know, it'd be nice if the Angels were more involved in the playoff race, but they still have some good things happening, and we saw a lot of their young players come through in the game last night. So it's good. You know, it's been fun out here, and you know, miss New York, miss Madge and Howie and of course Steve, but you know, it's been really good.
Have you seen a guy like Ben Joyce? What we saw last night was pretty remarkable.
I think we've really seen him turn the corner in the last month, because he added this splinker that he's throwing, and it's gotten hitters off of his four-seam fastball, which even as hard as he throws, if hitters are really just sitting on that pitch, these guys can still time it up pretty good. So that splinker adds a whole different wrinkle. It's got a little bit of a slider, and we've seen a little bit of a changeup too, but that splinker has changed everything for him, and he allows him to rear back and use that fastball when he needs a strikeout. Which he did to J.D. Martinez yesterday. That was his fastest pitch of the year, fastest pitch anybody's thrown in the major leagues this year. And hopefully that was the first of many saves that Ben Joyce will get at this level.
Mike Trout's done for the year, but I mean, you can still kind of feel his presence when you come into this ballpark. That's just what he's meant to the game. What has it been like for you to get a chance to watch him when he is on the field?
Yeah, you know, I wish I could have watched him more. I mean, he really hasn't played a lot. He played about 75 games last year, and then we didn't see him after July, and this year we haven't seen him after May. So it hasn't been as much of watching Mike Trout as I wanted it to be or thought it would be. You could still see what a dynamic player he is when he's out there. But it's been tough on this franchise to not have Trout. I mean, he's their highest paid player, and Anthony Rendon's their second highest paid player, and he's played even less than Trout. So it's been tough on the franchise, I think, to have the guys that they're really counting on to help grow these young players they're trying to develop, and not have the guys they really were counting on to be in the middle of the order.
What was the fan response when Ohtani left? Because it seemed like, I mean, he was so beloved here, but yeah. Was there an anticipation that he was going to go to the Dodgers? Were fans ready for it?
I don't. You know what? I think if you're ready for it, it's still hard to swallow that he went to the Dodgers. I think if he would have gone to Toronto, like the rumors were circulating that he might, it would have been easier for Angels fans to accept. You know, the money was what it was, and it was a big number, even with the way they kind of configured it to make it where he's paid later on. You know, the Angels had an opportunity to match that deal, and they decided that it wasn't something they wanted to do. So the Dodgers ended up with Shohei, and I think as far as the fans are concerned, it's a tough pill to swallow. I mean, it would be, you know, like Pete Alonso signing with the Yankees next year. It's just for a fan base to see him go to the other team in the same area that they really don't like to begin with. I think that was the toughest thing.
Let's talk about your Mets tenure real quick. Which moments stand out the most?
Well, my first year was 2015, and that was just a wild ride. And I think at that time, there was this was just the thought of, you know, this is how it should be every year. You know, this team was building around its pitching staff, and Jacob DeGrom took all those steps forward in the playoffs in 15, and Syndergaard emerged as a rookie pitcher that year, and Matt Harvey still seemed to have something left. And it looked like they were going to be able to build. They still had Zach Wheeler was rehabbing that year. They still had Steven Matz as a rookie that year. So there was every reason to believe they were going to be a playoff team every year for the foreseeable future. And it didn't work out that way. You know, I wish Matz would be a little more professional while we do this. He's making a lot of noise with the chair. But it didn't work out that way. I wish maybe I would have thought about it that way in the one-year vacuum, that if this was the only time to really take it all in. And it was so much fun, and I wish they would have done more of that when I was around.
Well, Wayne, appreciate your time as always. Great to get a chance to catch up.
All right, thanks, Pat. Appreciate it.